And again, O Ananda, when he had spoken such prayers, that Bhikshu Dharmakara, at that time, through the grace of Buddha, spoke these verses. If, when I have obtained Bodhi, there should not be for me an excellent pranidhana of such a character, then, O Prince, O best of beings, may I not be endowed with the 10 powers, incomparable, worthy of offerings? If there should not be for me such a country, endowed with many and various mighty and divine endowments, I should gladly go to hell, suffering pain, and not be a king of treasures. If, when I have approached the Bodhi throne, my name should not quickly reach the 10 quarters, the broad and many excellent Buddha countries, may I not be a lord of the world, endowed with power? If indeed I should delight in the enjoyments of love, being deprived of zeal, understanding, and prudence, even after having reached the incomparable and blessed Bodhi, may I not be a teacher in the world, endowed with power? The Lord of vast light, incomparable and infinite, has illuminated all Buddha countries in all the quarters. He has quieted passions, all sins and errors. He has quieted the fire in the walk of hell. After making his broad eye lustrous, after driving away the darkness from all men, after removing all untimely misfortunes, he led hither those who dwell in heaven and who shine with endless light. The splendor of sun and moon does not shine in heaven, nor the fiery splendor of the maze of jewels of the gods. The Lord overcomes all splendor, he, the Bright One, who has performed his former discipline. He is the best of men, the treasure of all who suffer. There is no one like him in all the quarters. Having completed 100,000 of good works, he, in his assembly, raised the lion voice of Buddha. After having worshipped former self-existing jinnas, after having performed immeasurable kotis of vows and penances, he became, in this, his best of spiritual existences, the best of beings, possessed of the full power of prayers. As the Bhagavat, the Lord, who is possessed of unlimited light of knowledge, knows the three kinds of knowledge in the world, may I also be worthy of equal offerings, the best of sages, the leader of men. If, O Lord, this my prayer succeeds, after I have obtained Bodhi, may this sphere of 1,000 worlds tremble, and may a shower of flowers descend on the host of gods. Then the earth trembled. Flowers were showered down. Hundreds of instruments resounded in the sky. Powder of heavenly sweet sandalwood was scattered. And there was a voice saying, "Thou wilt be a Buddha in the world." That Bhikshu Dharmakara, the noble-minded Bodhisattva, O Ananda, was possessed of this perfection of prayers, and a few Bodhisattvas only, Ananda, are possessed of such a perfection of prayers. There is on this earth an appearance of a few only of such prayers. Of a few, however, existence cannot be denied.